Here we are, a new day, a new year. What are you going to do with the year that lies ahead? Will it just be the same old, or is it time for something new? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The 1st of January is always a special day because it brings with it this sense of a new beginning, which I guess is why so many people feel the need to make New Year's resolutions. But as we saw yesterday, the hurts of the past have a way of robbing you of your hope for the future. It's time to let go of the past. You can't change it. You can't erase the bad choices that you perhaps made or the bad stuff that the world threw at you. But you and I know that that's not easy. So how do you let go of the past? How do you lay hold of this future that begins for you today? Well, it turns out that the answer comes in two parts. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Don't remember what happened in the beginning. Don't think about what happened a long time ago, because I am doing something new. Now you will grow like a new plant. Surely you know this is true. I will even make a road in the desert, and rivers will flow through that dry land. It's time to forget the past. I know that can be difficult, but the thing that makes it easier, much easier, is to focus on the new things that God's doing. Perhaps your life is still a bit of a desert, okay? But God's plan is to build a road through that desert. His plan is for rivers of living water to flow through your dry land. I am doing a new thing. Surely you know this is true. That's God's word, fresh for you today. As I look back on the hurts of my past, what I can see now with the benefit of 2020 hindsight is that God revealed His new things in my life through the power of His word. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com.